this wokeness stuff is coming from. Is it true? And this is what I've been reading, and I love going down rabbit holes. You probably love going down rabbit holes as much as I do. Is that there is a single organization, there's two organizations, BlackRock and Vanguard, that are at the top of all of this woke stuff, all of this DEI stuff, all of this anti-capitalist rhetoric that's seeping down into the rest of the world. It's making me think that, you know, I can't imagine how this is possible, but that there's this controlling interest in these two organizations who basically, when they say jump, everybody else says, how high? How high? Do we really have such toadying CEOs and executives all over the world who would basically say, yes, whatever you say, sir? I don't understand. I don't understand if this is true or not. Maybe somebody can comment in the comments below if this video ever even gets up there. If it's true that BlackRock and Vanguard are running all these things, then they probably don't even want anybody like me talking about this stuff on one of their controlled media like YouTube. Oh, God forbid. God forbid any of that stuff is discussed. But this is what I've been reading, and I'm thinking, are people really that closed-minded, and are they really such lackeys that they do not have the independent thought in their brains to be able to go and do something on their own? Do they really have to kowtow to these organizations? And I mean, I've heard that the reason why that they're kowtowing to those organizations is because they're all being fed money-wise. The money is flooding into these organizations from these organizations. And if it wasn't for these organizations funding these companies, then they wouldn't be able to survive, especially in this time. And I just find that very hard to believe. So somebody, please, I'd love to hear a comment. If you can give me some more information on how to prove this, I'd love to hear it. That's it for me for today. See you next time. Until then, don't forget to think freedom.